AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. military has left Afghanistan after nearly 20 years. General Frank McKenzie heads Central Command.
The military phase of this operation has ended. The diplomatic sequel to that will now begin.
A few hundred U.S. citizens are still in the country. Plus, there are concerns about Afghans who worked with the U.S. over the years. Linda Thomas Greenfield is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
The Security Council expects the Taliban to live up to its commitment to facilitate safe passage for Afghans and foreign nationals who want to leave Afghanistan, whether it's today, tomorrow, or after August 31st.
President Biden says the people who've been slammed by Hurricane Ida will get the help they need.
Folks get knocked down, we're there to help you get back on your feet.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says there are widespread power outages and efforts are now underway to get to people stranded by damage or high water.
At around 3 o'clock this morning, as soon as the weather allowed, we started moving search and rescue assets, people, boats, trucks, to the affected parishes.
Power is out throughout the city of New Orleans, many other parts of Louisiana, as well as parts of Mississippi. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says crews are assessing the damage.
They're going block by block, neighborhood by neighborhood.
At least two deaths are linked to Ida. Nearly 200 people have been rescued by the National Guard in three hard-hit parishes. The storm itself, which hit yesterday with 150-mile-per-hour winds, has now been downgraded to a tropical depression, which is over Mississippi. Top sustained winds are just 35 miles per hour. The system will produce as much as a foot of rain or more through tomorrow morning. This is AP News. A man is sentenced to life in prison without parole for abducting and killing a University of Iowa student some 3 years ago. Ed Donahue has more.
Christian Bahena Rivera had claimed others were responsible.
You and you alone forever changed the lives of those who love Molly Tibbetts.
Tibbetts disappeared while on an evening run in her small hometown. Bahena Rivera testified two masked men kidnapped him from his trailer at gunpoint and made him drive while they attacked Tibbetts. Judge Joel Yates explained a first-degree murder conviction means an automatic life sentence.
I've selected this particular sentence for you after considering the nature of the offense committed by you, the harm to the victim and the victim's family.
There is no death penalty in Iowa. The defense plans to appeal. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August is finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.